Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
About what Mike Dunleavy had to say earlier today, Bobby Marks also had some interesting stuff. The foremost front office NBA expert out there for my money, and he joined us earlier in the 3 o'clock hour. We'll let you hear some of what he had to say as well. Here are some of the headliners from Mike Dunleavy. This certainly got some people's attention. How much will the financials come into play with regard to what you do this offseason?
The financials will always come into it. It's part of the puzzle. I wouldn't say we're at a point now where we're saying we got to be out of the tax or we got to be under a certain apron or anything like that. We're going to look at everything. I think if you've got a team that you feel can contend for a championship, you do what it takes financially. So we'll look at everything. We'll balance it out. And it's hard to say right now in terms of what it's going to look like and all that, because this is April. This stuff goes into June and July. But you know how Joe is with his willingness to spend and compete, that I don't think there'll be any restrictions, but we'll also be prudent. I mean, to put a team out there that can't make the playoffs, like we spent $400 million this year, I wouldn't recommend that. So we'll figure it out, but I don't think we have anything set in stone in terms of parameters we got to live by.
You know what, like the picture that pops into my head, I have no idea if this actually happened or not. But when you hear on back-to-back days, Steve Kerr and Mike Dunleavy both find a microphone and go, doesn't make any sense to spend $400 million for a team that misses the playoffs. It feels like Joe Lacob was in a boardroom somewhere and threw something off of a wall and yelled at the entire staff, I ain't paying $400 million to miss the playoffs. Doesn't it feel like that? It feels to me like that happened. Because these guys immediately took it out to the public and like, yeah, so we're not going to do that anymore.
It doesn't make sense to spend $400 million and not make the playoffs.
Well.
Right. And maybe Joe said those exact words. It doesn't make sense to spend $400 million and not make the playoffs.
It doesn't. It doesn't.
And throw one of those old telephones off the wall, rip it out of the socket and throw it into the wall.
I mean, Joe is not, like you've heard people say it, he's not an easy man to work for. Joe is Joe.
And watch him in the game in Sacramento, and Grandy wanted to see Joe Lacob at that game, and there were a couple camera shots, he did not look very happy. He did not look pleased with the proceedings.
Yeah, how could he?
Yeah.
$400 million. You don't even make the playoffs. Like, I get the intricacies of how this went down. 10 teams with 46 wins or more. Very, very odd. And so we understand that. And the Draymond suspension and all the things that go into whatever the Warriors' record is. However, there's another way to say it that I just can't get over. Knowing what we know about the NBA, where 16 teams make the playoffs, $400 million, four Hall of Famers, and they didn't even make the playoffs.
Right.
Eesh. That's crazy.
Yeah. I mean,
it's crazy.
It's beyond crazy. And, you know, that's a commitment from Joe Lacob that we've all grown to accept and appreciate. But we shouldn't grow to accept it or expect it rather, because it's not fair to think that that's the way he's going to go about business each and every year. So he rolls the dice and he goes way over the tax, $400 million in salary and penalty, and you are a 10 seed. So you're going to wake up and just do that again? I don't think so.
No, definitely not. Definitely not. And that's why I think that you're starting to see the tears of what could happen here. I definitely think that, and you've heard Mike Dunleavy mention this, Joe is Joe. So Joe will be willing to do whatever if it means a potential winner. So if that big name is available and the Warriors can get in the conversation, yes, I remain optimistic, and I think that that is still in play. But if short of that, sure, they want Klay back, but that is going to mean under the apron. Under the apron, and what could also trickle down is just a completely different focus from the team in terms of what they're prioritizing. I could see a Warrior team that comes back next year where they openly speak about, look, we're going to start prioritizing our younger players a little bit more. Like, I think that you could hear a different speech pattern from the Warriors next year. It's never been okay in Steph Curry's career once he became who he is. It's never been okay to talk about anything except for championship aspirations. You could see the Warriors come back next year and have a very different sound to their press conferences.
Right, and I think that's out of necessity. And these players, they earned their minutes this year, but they also got their minutes out of necessity. Draymond Green missed a couple of dozen games, and so you had to play somebody. And so Kuminga got more minutes than maybe he otherwise would have. And TJD stepped in because Kevon Looney became ineffective and Dario Saric became unplayable almost overnight. He stopped shooting, he stopped scoring, so you need a big. And so TJD, you get minutes. And Pods earned his minutes in camp. He came in with a swagger and a confidence, and he was able to go out there and play more than anybody would have thought. Moses Moody's the one guy who probably didn't get the minutes that he would have earned or did earn, and that becomes an interesting question into the offseason.
Well, I do think the Moody thing is interesting, and I do think this. One of two things is going to happen. He's either going to finally get the opportunity that a lot of people have been wanting him to get next year, or he's not going to be on the team at all.
Right.
I do not foresee a possibility of Moody being on the team and being yanked in and out of the lineup again, because they're either going to be a team that prioritizes their younger players, or they're going to be a team that traded Moses Moody, because I do think that the league likes him. The league likes him. He is an asset. So that is someone who very well could be attached to Andrew Wiggins in a deal.
Yeah, and you look at this year, so he played in 66 games, and that was only because he had a handful of DNPs. He averaged 8 a night. He's a guy who can rebound and defend a little bit, shoot the 3 a little bit. He's a solid rotational player for anybody, and he's super affordable. Next year, I think he's making $5 and change million, and after... Well, he's actually eligible for an extension now.
Eligible, but
he's not getting what Kuminga's going to get.
It's a qualifying offer, kind of a situation. Here's what Dunleavy said about Moody.
Yeah, I mean, I think the good and bad of the situation with Moses is, first, you know, he's improved. He's gotten a lot better. And on top of it, I think any issues with him playing, frankly, as a result of our depth, which is also a good thing. But in the end, you're right. He hasn't probably played as much as we'd like, and there hasn't been a clear enough pass. So that'll be something we'll look at. I think it's really important coming into year four for him that there is reasonable playing time available for him where he can impact our team and be out there and continue to improve. And I think that's a fair thing.
Yep. Reasonable playing time for him on the Warriors or for someone else.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I foresee next year for him.
And I think, and he addressed this today, Mike Dunleavy, talking about how there were maybe too many players to have the minutes go around, but the other risk of that is, okay, so now you get just a 9-man rotation that you're fully committed to and you don't have much else in your roster. If you get somebody hurt, you're kind of screwed.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all.
All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Yep. So this year you had a roster where you had really 12 guys who you were willing to and open to playing, and then sometimes you had guys hurt, but even when you had everybody healthy, there was an issue because there weren't enough minutes to go around, and Moses too often was on the outside of that.
The one other question that I know people wanted to get to, Dunleavy, right away, is the Klay Thompson question. Here's what Mike said on that one.
No, I think it's a mutual feeling. I mean, the guy's been here a long time. He means so much to the organization. You know, we really, really value him. And so there's nothing that would make me think that he wants to go somewhere else or we don't want him back. And for that reason, I'm hopeful we can make it happen. But, you know, it's a deal. Both sides got to be good with it. And we'll work through that. But I think, you know, hopeful, I'm optimistic I am about it.
Hopeful, optimistic. It's a deal. Both sides have to be good with it.
Right.
He added this, too. This is partially about Klay. How realistic is it to talk championship still around the big three?
Well, considering they won four before, I would say it's well within the realm of reasonability, but we gotta, you know, certainly we want Klay back first and foremost. I expressed that to him yesterday. I think our players have expressed that, our coaches, front office, ownership. Look, everybody wants Klay back. He's still a really good player. And I think we have enough good players in our system. We have enough assets to acquire good players, and we have the ability to keep getting better. So given that, as long as those guys are still really good, like, yeah, we can, I think we can contend and compete, but we just unequivocally have to improve.
There it is. That's some of the key stuff. And we've got more that we'll throw in throughout the hour. Mike Dunleavy with his exit interview. And he might be, quite frankly, the most important one of them all. It's fun to hear what Draymond has to say. Klay can take veiled shots at slates. And Steve Kerr can come on with us and be really interesting, which I think he was. And Mike Dunleavy's not doing this by himself, but we are quickly, and I think we're already there. Our brains are on transactions.
Right.
Our brains are on transactions, and Mike Dunleavy's the transaction guy.
But you can't really get into the transaction portion of the show for a long time. But you know, all of us, now that the season's over, you start to think about what's next and how do you make this thing better. And Klay Thompson is at the top of the list, because if you want to bring Klay back, there's a number that works for the team that would allow them to maybe get below the tax, which would also let you have your mid-level exception available again, which I believe is $12.9 million roughly. So if that's available, if Chris Paul goes, and Klay, and I'm borrowing from somebody on Twitter, at Fake Logic, who broke all this down.
That's where I get all my news, too.
Well, it's an
at Fake Logic.
It's a great chart with colorful Excel spreadsheet boxes. And so I'm looking at it, and he says, he or she, they say, there's a relatively, quote-unquote, easy path to get the Warriors out of the tax and utilize the mid-level.
Okay.
And all it will take is, well, Chris Paul goes,
getting rid of all their players.
Klay signs for $19 million.
Oh, that's not relatively easy at all.
Well, that's the quote-unquote relatively. Re-sign Klay to $19 million or less.
End of story. Sorry. He's not going to do that.
And then you'd have GP2 opt out, and he signs back in for 3-16, something that I threw out as that's an actual possibility. Instead of him opting in for 9...
Okay.
He opts out and he signs for 3-16.
All right, I'll buy that as
possible. That way you stretch the money.
Yeah.
So instead of 9 and bye-bye, he gets 16 and he gets to stay. And that would get you below the tax. That would allow you to use the mid-level,
okay,
which is 12.9 roughly.
One of those things is completely, obviously, under your control. Another one is...
Not really, what, the GP2?
No, the Chris Paul.
Oh, yeah.
One of them is totally under your control. One of them is potentially viable. And one of them is a
super long shot.
A space cadet walking into this room within the next 3 seconds.
I think it's more likely than that, but... It's highly unlikely.
Klay Thompson's going to say no to $24 million at the beginning of the year, and that prideful ego is going to play 77 games and average 18 points a game and tell the world in his exit interview how freaking impressive that is that that happened, and he's going to come back after that and take $5 million per year less when Bobby Marks is telling you that the open market would offer him between 25 and 30. I find that to be absolutely unbelievable.
It's a long shot. I give it to you.
I think it's a longer shot than that.
It's a pretty long shot.
I think it's not happening.
Well, and it comes down to whether or not Klay would want to be here. I'm not saying that this is the route the Warriors would take. I'm just borrowing from @fake logic.
Yeah, you could just, if you want to do it that way, just let him walk. That'll get you underneath.
For sure. But then you're going to have to replace him with whom? And if you want to talk about the free agents that are out there and you want to find a free agent who will come here for $19 million, you're not talking about a player as good as Klay Thompson. That's for sure.
I don't know.
You're just not. And I looked at the free agent tracker and, you know, the names that are out there, you know, a guy who's only making 18, a guy who you'd love to have.
Who? Lauri Markkanen.
Former Warrior.
Former Warrior who's making 18, who could shoot.
Oh, yeah, he's got a great lefty stroke.
A great lefty stroke?
Yeah.
Troy Murphy.
D'Angelo Russell.
Oh, God.
I had to give you a free dollar.
Don't you dare. Don't you dare.
Thank you. Markelle Fultz is out there for that price point.
I don't know what happened to D'Angelo. He became my new Chris Paul this year.
You really don't like him.
I can't even watch him.
Yeah.
Just like, oh, God.
Teach me how to Dougie. Doug McDermott making 13.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's no player out there who you could get for $19 million who would be as good as Klay Thompson.
Right, but that's, like, of course, you're not wrong, but there are also... circumstances that go with that statement. I mean, you're factoring in age.
Yeah.
You're factoring in role. You know what I mean? Like, that's the difficulty with Klay Thompson is the role. How much is on his shoulders? How much is on all of their shoulders? I don't even mean that as anything disrespectful to them because, first of all, age is not disrespectful. It's just life. It's fact. But secondly, I think this is what they need. If these three guys still have championship aspirations, they should be knocking down Joe Lacob's door to say we need to do less, not more, not I want to average my numbers and all that. That stuff's over, dude. Yeah. You guys have all made your $1 billion.
But you can't, I mean, you can't get a player to come in and be better than you so that you can do less. You just don't have that room.
No, you need more than one player.
Yeah.
It needs to be Klay and, not Klay or. Let's go to Jose in Mountain View on Willard and Dibbs. Hi, Jose. What are you doing?
I'm just driving. You know how it goes, but
yeah.
Yeah, I know. Anyways, but hey, thanks for taking my call. Look,
sure.
I'm ready. Like you said before, like, it was pointed out, I don't think Klay is coming back because the way he sounded in the exit interview, he's like, hey, I've done a lot. I've played a lot. I'm doing well. And what I said about, you know, nixing that offer that you first offered me, if you're coming anywhere near that, again, I'm out of here. I see him as a New York Knick, but here's the thing. If he walks and we save money and Chris Paul takes off, then that's your perfect excuse to be able to deal Draymond. And then you can start over from scratch. There's no possibility of bringing in pieces to help the team win a championship like they did with Durant. There's just no way. It doesn't work out that way. They're financially strapped. So let's accept it and move on because – $400 million, if I'm the owner, that really doesn't make any sense, and that's a bad investment.
Right, but what you're laying out, Jose, you got to understand, like, I totally get your emotional sentiment, but what you're laying out, let's actually go there for a second and see how that feels for all of the key players and pieces within the Warrior organization. You mentioned the owner. If I'm the owner, I don't want to spend $400 million on that. You're right. Fine. How about $300 million and a half-empty arena? Now how are we doing? See, and that's the issue.
Well, like, it's a no-win situation either way, though. That's the thing, right?
Well,
you're not going to do well either way.
No, but no, I don't think it's a thing for Joe. He is very clearly and publicly stated that he doesn't want to do that. We are not bottoming out, ever. That now, I don't know if he can do it, but that's his goal. So I understand where you're coming from, but there are a few people who hate your idea. One of them is Joe Lacob, and another one is Steph Curry. He hates your idea of like, let Clay walk, trade Draymond, let's get rid of Chris Paul, and let's just have a bunch of 21-year-olds running around with Steph Curry. You know what I mean? Like, I get where you're coming from, but those key pieces within the organization do not like that idea. It's not a viable entertainment option. And I do think that they, again, I'll remind people, 46-36 is not Portland. You're not Utah. You're not Detroit. And I do think a lot of Warrior fans are looking at this right now. It's like, well, you got two options. You could stink or you could stink. And the Warriors are like, we don't stink. I understand it's not good enough. It's got to be better. But what they were this year was something well north of a joke. And that matters.
Yes.
That matters in the conversation of what to do next.
Especially when you're doing entertainment. And that's what this is at the very essence of it. And that's why I do think that they're going to try to bring back Clay, because the box office of having Steph, Clay, and Dre, heck, what did we see today on that day where it was 11-30-23 and all three of their numbers? They did a whole thing for Clay and Steph and Draymond and their numbers that happened to fall on the same date as their numbers. And so there's box office value to bringing him back beyond the winning and losing. I think that you are right in the middle between we stink and we're a championship contender. I think you're equidistant from the two different ends of the spectrum.
Mm, maybe, maybe.
You might be further from stinking, because there's some teams that are really, really bad.
They don't stink. They're just, but yeah, I'll buy what you're saying.
But I look at how they were against the really good teams and they weren't good. And it's for a reason. It's not a small sample. And the good teams in your conference, they cuffed you around for a reason. They're younger than you, faster than you, deeper than you, and they're better than you.
Mike Dunleavy was asked how close he thinks they are to the top teams in the West. You want to hear how he answered it?
I would love to hear that, Mark Randy.
Here he is.
For me, we're closer to the top than we are the bottom, even though we finished 10th in the standings. That's kind of the way I see it. But, that can change. Next year will be tough. The teams that didn't make the playoffs this year, you're looking on the outside in with Houston, Memphis, San Antonio. I don't see a way for those teams to get worse. They're only going to get better. So this is a tough conference, and this is why we got to improve. We got to get a lot better, too.
Mm. I agree with everything he's saying. You know what I mean? Like, I think just even if you're talking about conceptually or emotionally, based on what you're watching, they're closer to the top than the bottom. When the way you phrased it, are they closer to a championship versus stinking? Yeah, they're not close to a championship, so maybe that's some sort of equidistant thing.
Yeah.
But look, this is the Warriors' philosophy, and I buy in. You don't have to, and I understand if you don't. But this is the Warriors' philosophy, is we're not just going to give up, start over, and accept a period of time of total junk. We are not going to do that. We are going to try at every single turn, especially if for no other reason to respect number 30. We are doing that, period. All other opinions, please leave the house.
Parentheses, for now.
Yes, correct.
For now.
But now is where we are.
Now, that's where our feet are. We're keeping our feet in now.
Spaceballs.
Completely.
We are here now.
And in 2 years, and it's interesting the thought about Steph getting a contract extension. It could happen this offseason. It may happen next offseason. It may not happen at all. If in 2 years Steph decides he doesn't want to play for the Warriors anymore, maybe he doesn't want to play basketball anymore. Maybe he wants to go out and be a volleyball dad, because apparently that's how he's spending his time this April, because he's not playing basketball. Yeah. So if he gets to that point, then we'll have a discussion with Joe Lacob about how much time he wants to spend on the bottom, because you'll be headed that way. The Spurs, always a great example. This is the fifth consecutive year that they won fewer than 34 games, five straight years, yeah, not in the playoffs.
I'm out.
They went, they had to go that direction.
They had to.
Ginobili, Parker, Duncan, retired. Kawhi took his talents to Canada after a 71-game absence, after a self-inflicted sabbatical. And
opinion. Anyway, go ahead.
My opinion. Yeah, he shut it down. Neuropathy. Yeah. It's a real thing.
Well, so is people not knowing what's going on in other people's bodies. But
exactly.
Go ahead.
So he chose to not play. And so San Antonio made their choice, which was, we're going to have to tank it up for a while and try to bounce back. And they're 5 years into it, and they're not back.
No, but they've got Wembanyama, and I think that most people would make that sort of a trade, or at least feel like that's headed in a positive direction. But yes, I sit here today surprised at 46-36 how many of you are ready to give up. That surprises me. I think the myopic Warrior fan is like, big three, we could still do it, guys. That's myopic. I'm not myopic. I want them to go into the offseason and try to get better. It is surprising to me how many people we have talked to today who are like, yeah, so let's just blow off the next 5 years and see what happens. Like, that feels like an emotional response to me. I get the frustration and the anger at what has taken place, and it's intricate. There's a number of reasons for it. Draymond's attitude, or just time. You know, we've all been together now for a long time watching the same characters, and it does. It wears on you a little bit. So I understand that. But at 46-36, with two more years on the contract of Steph Curry, I'm very surprised how many of you are like, look, that's a wrap. Let's leave. Let's go home and find people who aren't even driving yet to be on this team here in a couple of years. Like, what? Is that where some of you are? You're getting way ahead of yourself.
Right.
It's also April 18th. Like, hang out for a second. Let's see who becomes available, and let's see what the Warriors can do. If it doesn't work out in the offseason, you've always got the option to be just like, blow it up. Let's play a bunch of 21-year-olds. You don't need to plan to do that. You can show up at training camp and just be like, Moody, you're our leading scorer. Go.
You're not doing that, though, and that's... The whole idea of blowing it up can't happen when you've got Steph with two more years and Draymond, whatever Klay's status will be, notwithstanding. That's not how you go about this. And we've talked about the idea some people want to trade Steph Curry. You can't get enough back at this point, especially until you get past June 30th. So you're not getting $55 million worth of players back. So...
I don't know why.
You're going to get to a point when Steph is gone, Draymond's gone, and all these cats are gone, and maybe at that point you go full or partial San Antonio, and if you look at their team this year, the ages of the players who they played, 23, 20, 20, 24, 24, 26, and 20.
And go ahead with the number of wins.
20.
Fits right in.
Right in there.
Fits right
22.
In.
22. Yeah. Apologies.
Oh, that's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.